From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. With health care overhaul less likely to pass Congress by August, President Obama is trying to keep the issue on the public's radar. To that end, he continued to lobby forcefully in his weekly address. NPR's Barbara Klein has details.
The president focused his argument on the benefits a revamped health care system would bring to small businesses, which he said pay far more for health coverage than big companies.
Small businesses pay up to 18% more for the very same health insurance plans, costs that eat into their profits and get passed on to their employees.
But in the GOP response, Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington State called House Democratic health care proposals a prescription for disaster.
The House Democrats' plan also will add $239 billion to our deficit. $239 billion more tacked on to the tab we're passing along to our children and grandchildren.
Leading GOP House members have invited small business owners to meet with them on Tuesday. Barbara Klein, NPR News, Washington.
Demonstrations are being held worldwide today for the release of jailed political dissidents in Iran. Opposition leaders inside the Islamic Republic are also fighting for their jailed supporters after one died in prison. Dale Gavlak has more.
A reformist website said the son of an advisor to defeated conservative candidate Mohsen Rezai was killed in a Tehran prison after he was detained in post-election unrest. Rights groups say hundreds of people, including senior pro-reform activists, journalists, and intellectuals, were arrested. The opposition hopes that enlisting the support of the clerics will provide an effective counterweight to Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei, who has the final say in political matters. But Khamenei has dismissed claims that President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad won the election through massive vote fraud. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak Naman.
Polls are closed in northern Iraq's semi-autonomous region, where Kurds voted for regional president and parliament. People are hoping the results will lead to better ties with Baghdad. Ousted Honduran President Manuel Zelaya again stepped into his country briefly today before retreating back behind the Nicaraguan border. It was a largely symbolic move for Zelaya, who had vowed to return home at the risk of arrest. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called Zelaya's trip reckless, saying it would not help restore democratic order. But Joy Olson, executive director of the Washington Office on Latin America, says the U.S. ought to be more supportive.
I think that the administration could be stronger in their support of the return of Zelaya at this point, and that they need to move to that place.
Some U.S. lawmakers are on a fact-finding mission in Honduras. They're expected to stay through tomorrow. President Manuel Zelaya was ousted late last month. From Washington, this is NPR News. An American Airlines plane had to make an emergency landing in Boston today after someone smelled smoke in a rear bathroom. Flight 1937 was headed to San Juan, Puerto Rico. No injuries have been reported. Travelers who chose to use Canada's Via Rail service this summer are scrambling to find alternates as a strike by locomotive engineers enters its second day. Dan Karpinchuk has more.
The more than 300 engineers have been without a labor contract for 2.5 years. On Wednesday, their union, Teamsters Canada Rail Conference, gave 72 hours notice of a strike, and that sparked Via Rail officials to begin canceling rail service. Only those people whose scheduled departure was Friday were guaranteed to reach their destinations. This weekend, the bulk of rail service across the country is shut down. Talks have broken down between Via and the union. No new talks are scheduled, but a mediator is meeting separately with both sides. The main issues are wages, benefits, and changes to scheduling. Via says if the strike drags on for more than 5 days, it may have to lay off hundreds of other employees. A ripple effect from the strike is also expected to be felt in the tourism industry. Via Rail transports about 12,000 people a day and links more than 450 communities across the country. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Space shuttle Endeavour heads home Tuesday after more than a week of grueling spacewalks. One more is scheduled Monday. This past week, the astronauts did maintenance work on the International Space Station, including critical battery changes yesterday, and that spacewalk lasted more than 7 hours. Shuttle Endeavour launched July 15th to deliver the final piece of Japan's space lab. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.